This is an advertisement from BetterHelp Therapy Online.
It's Charlene and Ellie here from the Home or Drink podcast, and sometimes we tend to compare our lives to others.
I know social media definitely does that for me.
You can find yourself wishing that your life looked like someone else's.
You also hear the phrase, comparison is the thief of joy, and it's so true. It might look like someone has it all together on Instagram, but in reality, they probably don't. Therapy can help you focus on what you want instead of what others have, so you can start living your best life.
I think that's what I love about therapy. You can just go to therapy for everything.
Everything and anything.
Any problem you have, no matter how big or small,
yeah,
it's going to help. If you're thinking of starting therapy, definitely give BetterHelp a try.
It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible and suited to your schedule. All you have to do is fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a registered therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
With over 1,000 therapists in the UK already, BetterHelp can provide access to mental health professionals with a wide variety of expertise in mental health. Our listeners can get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/HMD. That's betterhelp.com/HMD. Go Loud. Welcome to Home or Drink Extra Juice. This is our bonus episode where we get to be a little bit looser, a little bit less restricted in what we say than our main episode and just relax. We're like smushed. So these aren't fully recorded like our YouTube ones are. So our main episode on YouTube.
Yep.
So we're more smushed into the couch.
Yeah. We're just, if we could be horizontal right now, we would be.
Love being horizontal.
Yeah.
My favourite thing in the world.
Sometimes I find our bonus episodes are like, do you ever get like, the hangover chats on like Sunday and you're just
talking crap.
Yeah. But that's what I love about them. Like, it's just
random.
You just say everything and anything. Like, yeah.
I just love being like at a right angle or horizontal.
Yeah.
It's so nice. This week's bonus episode is sponsored by Primark or Pennies, which has launched its fourth collection with international superstar and my good friend.
I was just about to say, my Shirley.
Yeah, my bandmate, Rita Ora, for summer 2024. I'm actually wearing one of the sets now.
It's gorgeous.
It's so nice. It's like is that a crochet?
It's called lacy crochet.
Little cord, a top and a skirt.
It's stunning.
And I love it, and it's all in stores now. Mm-hmm. It's obviously festival season, so this collection has the perfect pieces to embrace and focus on the high summer festival styles with ruffles, lace and statement accessories.
It's gorgeous. I saw all the collection when we were over London.
Oh yeah.
We're seeing Risha perform at the Mighty Hoopla. It was unreal.
She's some performer. And
oh my God.
Her body.
Oh.
Oh my God.
Stunning. All the girls that went, like seeing all of us together in all the outfits, because we all had to obviously try and wear something different.
Mm-hmm.
Unreal.
Oh yeah, how did you just manage that?
We all picked them beforehand.
Okay, grand. Yeah, no one had the same thing.
Yeah.
I loved Chloe's little leather cords.
Unreal.
So,
like the
so
nice. I think this is my favourite Rita Ora collection with Pennies yet.
It's kind of like inspired by boho chic, and it's like effortless. It has like your lace and stuff, but then there's leather as well.
Yeah.
It's like for whatever girl you are.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's something there for you. So you can check out the Rita Ora Summer 24 collection in your nearest Pennies or Primark store now. Rant of the week is where we get to give out about something that is not that important, really.
Something redonkulous.
It's not that deep.
It's really
Sometimes it is deep.
Is it?
No.
Sometimes it's just something that irks the life out of you, like.
Yeah.
That isn't really worth even telling the girls in the group chat, like, oh, this has really pissed me off. But like, it can live in your head.
Yeah.
Rent free.
Yeah. Or just something that like, just annoys you, like
grinds your gears.
Yeah. Clench your teeth.
Yeah, one of them.
What is yours for this week?
Mine is probably the most Irish rant ever. The immersion.
I don't have an immersion now.
Oh my God, the immersion. I'm sick to death of it.
What's wrong with it?
No, not that there's anything wrong with it. We're getting our bathroom done up at home, the main bathroom upstairs, which is the bathroom that I usually use.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just an electric shower. So you, you know, you just pull the cord or whatever and there's hot water constantly.
Yeah.
That's an electric shower. Whereas Cuiva's bathroom is
a boiler.
Yeah, immersion.
Right.
And because the bathroom is getting done up, I've been having to have showers in Cuiva's bathroom.
Okay.
Three of us used it on Sunday morning. Of course, I went last, got in, and it was freezing cold. I was in there and I was like, Cuiva!
What's immersion even mean?
I think it just heats it.
Is that what immersion is?
Have you ever heard like dads giving out about the immersion?
No, I know.
Yeah. The immersion on.
Yeah. We had one. I think we still have one in my mum and dad's house, but I can't remember what it heats up because it's not the shower.
The tap water, maybe?
Maybe the bath water.
Yeah.
It's the bath.
Because you can do bath or sink.
Yeah. Because we had two Yeah.
So I had to get out. Like, I planned on having a shower, like, shave, and I was washing my hair. Washing my hair, I wanted to shave, like, exfoliate, do everything. There's still suds on me, and I had to get out. I had a hair mask in my hair.
Tour?
No, I'd get a head, so, like, my head would be freezing.
Your hair would just be so shiny after a cold shower.
But that's what I had to do. So I had a hair mask in my hair, and there was still suds and all over me, and I had to just get out. And Cuiva has this, like, heater in her bathroom. Like, you pull a cord, and it's literally like a heater. It just heats the whole bathroom. Like, it blows out hot air.
Oh my God.
Best thing ever.
Wow.
So I was just standing under that, freezing my tits off, and waited for the mask in my hair, and Cuiva was like, and it's not going to heat up in time. So I had to throw my head over the shower with the cold water just to rinse.
Well, your hair's looking very shiny.
Is it, girl? Could yes. be grease too, but
no,
like.
It's like the, because it's whatever, it closes your cuticle of your hair. It's really good for your hair.
I've heard that. Even
bad to wash your hair with. Yeah, I love washing my hair in hot water though, sorry.
Wash it in hot and then maybe give it a blast with cold.
Yeah, at the end, 20 seconds. Mm-hmm. And it's good for the mental health too.
I like that.
Yeah.
That's good for us.
Apparently, just get your dopamine up or something.
To have a cold shower?
Yeah.
I had kind of a cold, well, a lukish warm one today.
I had one the other day because it was, and yesterday because it was so hot.
Oh what my was that?
God.
Dead heat.
And my apartment gets so hot, I don't know what it is. And I sent Dano down to get me an ice cream, actually, from the ice cream van.
Did she?
Down, but by the time I came up, the ice cream was nearly melted.
There's no AC in your house, is there? Like, do Irish apartments have AC? No. I don't really get that. No.
No.
Because
I don't know.
Not that
never hot. Like.
Yeah.
But I feel like times are changing. Yesterday felt like I was in Spain.
Oh, it was boiling. It's,
and especially because nowhere has AC, then you feel it more. Because you're not in shops in Spain, you're coming, you're like,
yeah.
It's nice, but you don't get that here.
Mm-mm.
Not one bit.
What's your rant, chick?
My rant is this specific man on holidays when I was away. And we were at the dinner table. Like, it was like a buffet. It was really nice. Stayed in the Amari in Ibiza. And you've been there with me.
Love. Yeah. It's our
favourite. The buffet was unreal. I got pasta made. I got chicken. You can make your own ice cream scoops. I saw that last time. You get your own cone and like scoop on your own flavour. Like,
that's cute.
So I got that. But anyway, this man was screaming his head off on FaceTime to someone.
And just take yourself away.
But just like yeah. What is the need? And he was literally sitting with someone as well. That's a thing in itself. Like, you're literally sitting across from someone else, but like screaming on FaceTime. And it just irked the life out of me. I was like, why can I hear this whole conversation?
Yeah, why do I need to know?
Even when I just get like, if people talk too loudly as well, not all the time. And obviously like, I don't know, maybe there's a reason people talk loudly, but sometimes I'm like, why can I hear the whole person's conversation when they can't hear me?
Or do you know what annoys me if I see, like, not even annoys me, it's just something like, oh, don't like that. If somebody's on the phone and they're paying for something at a till.
Oh, same.
I don't like that at all. Yeah.
How can you even, because Apple Pay even work when you're on the phone?
I don't, like, if they're having a full-blown conversation and the person serving you is trying to, like,
I think that's rude. Unless it's, like, and I would only ever, I don't think
if
I've ever
done
that.
If it's a necessary phone
it was,
call.
Like, a doctor or something, like, that you're like, shit, I can't. But anyone else would be like, see, like, I'm paying for this.
Yeah, go on, ring in a minute.
No.
Even if I watch that happen, I'm like, I can't even look.
I just think it's rude.
Yeah.
And, like, you're literally screaming on FaceTime in a quiet, like, basically restaurant, like, it's just, I just think that's like very,
did you have earphones in?
No, I just think it's like not rude. Is it rude the word to everyone else around you, or not, like,
yeah, it's not dinner etiquette, is that what it's called?
Yeah,
I'd love to go to an etiquette coach.
What's the word? It's not like,
it's not
considerate to anyone else around you.
There we go.
I sound like the fucking biggest Karen in the world.
Don't.
No, I do, but
no. Surely.
I just want to eat my pesto truffle pasta.
In peace, yeah. No, that
no there's no truffle in it. Just
that would annoy anyone.
Like, I wanted my three little pieces of triangle pasta and I wanted an ice cream on a cone without someone screaming in my ear.
And was there someone sitting at the table with him?
Yeah.
If someone, like,
I'd be like, shh.
Imagine you were at dinner with Dano, right? And he was just having this full blown conversation on FaceTime, facing you. Like, what?
Something about men as well, I will say, talk really loudly on the phone.
Do they?
My mom always says, my dad, it must be, when he's on the phone, he's trying to make them hear him from, like, where he is. He doesn't even need to
where they
she's
are.
Like, he doesn't like, even need to be on the phone. Like, he is. Oh, my dad and my brother are so loud talking.
Really?
Yeah. I think my old house was not very insulated either.
Why? Because you could hear everything.
Everything, like every phone call, like, and then I remember my sister when she comes home now with Raya, like, she will stay, like, sleep in that my room, my old room, and she's like, how did you sleep? And I was like, finally someone understands.
Yeah, they get it.
They
now
think I'm like moaning for years. Yeah. And she's like, you can hear everything. I'm like, yeah,
what the hell.
That's why I dealt with it for
god
years. But yeah, something about men on the phone.
Mm-mm. Just there's our words. Rants.
Yeah, it just makes me angry.
Mm-hmm.
But if that's the most we're ranting about, then they're only ever like lighthearted little,
just something you'd be like, oh, that you're
like,
oh. Yeah, you're not gonna do anything about it. You're not gonna say anything, but you're just like, it's one of these like you, that you tut at for a minute. Yeah. Like
I just put it in my notes, and oh, sorry, and then the next day at dinner, there's like a queue that you form to make, if they're making your food for you on the grill or whatever in the buffet. The man, same man, skips me in the queue.
I hate a queue skipper.
I was like,
would you call out a queue skipper?
I would have.
I do.
I goes, I just smiled at him like,
what are you doing?
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
And he was like, I was like, what the fuck? But then they didn't. So there was a guy, he was, it was me and then there was two guys and then he was at the front. So he skipped me because I was behind them guys. They just ordered.
Okay.
But like, I don't know, maybe he thought that that was the end of the queue. But still, I was like, and then he saw me order after him. I didn't even say it.
No, I love calling a queue skipper out.
What would you say? I did actually at UP.
You have to. I love, like, because half the time I feel like they know they're skipping. But, like, I think we might have talked about it on the podcast before about, like, if you carry yourself with confidence, you can get away with a lot of things.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, if they rocked up with the confidence that, no, like, I'm able to just do this.
Yeah.
Half the time they think they can just get away with it. They know that queue was there. You could see a queue forming.
Yeah,
off it.
Yeah, 100%.
So I love just being like, sorry, the queue's back there.
Yeah. I done that at UP last year.
Have to.
And then I got in an argument.
Why? Because you called them out?
Yeah.
So, like, I hate it.
I was quite kind of drunk. I wasn't that bad, actually. But, like, it was just, I can't remember how it went.
You were there. Were you there? Shit, was I there?
I think you were there.
Oh. Wait, with the fairies.
So I feel like that now that I'm a bit older, like I've gotten way more like I say things more often.
Yeah, yeah, you've less tolerance for things. Like,
I'm like, no wonder. Like, I wonder by the time you get to about like 50 or whatever, like
you're a crank.
Yeah, because my what I'd say now definitely wouldn't be what I would have said at 15.
No, Jesus.
So I'm like, will every with every 10 years, am I gonna become more
Karenized?
Karenized. But I think it means you're sticking up
no,
for
yourself. No, yeah, you're too. Just putting up with less shit.
Yeah.
It's allowed.
I'm hungry. Get them, not skip.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
In the especially when it comes between me and my food.
Yeah, Charlene and her pasta.
My don't pesto, do it. My good pesto pasta. Don't fucking do it. So if I was you is our segment where, so we obviously do dilemmas in the main episode, but we want to have a segment where we can't sit on the fence at all.
Mm-hmm.
And we can't be like, oh, well, maybe this. This is what we do exactly if I was you.
Right, a lot now. Of times we do give kind of two options, being like, right, well, you could go this way or you could go this way.
Yeah, whereas, taking the easy option out.
Yeah, we're not allowed to do that this time.
We're not allowed. So okay. These have been sent into our email address and it's homeidrink@goloudnow.com. This is the only way we're taking suggestions for the segment, so not your DMs and stuff. And they're always anonymous as well, so don't worry about anyone reading your name out.
We never know who
your
it is.
Name ever, and ever, address. Ever. No, we can't even see anything.
No.
Yet. Okay, this is the if I was you for today. Hi girls, I ended things with my boyfriend of 4 years just over a year ago. At the time we were completely at different stages in life and clashing with each other over silly things, so decided to take some time apart. He was devastated and kept trying to make things work, but I just was fed up with his lack of effort and inconsistency. On a whole, we ended on good terms and things eventually fizzled out and we cut contact. I was really upset at the time, but after a couple of months I thought I was over it. It's been over a year now. Recently I've been thinking about him almost every day. I compare him to every person I speak to and can't help but think about the connection we had. I've tried to reach out to him a couple of times to see if he wants to talk, but he's more or less avoided it and shut it down every time. It's like the tables have completely turned and I know I was the one that ended it, but at the time we both said we think we're soulmates, that we're back, that we're meant to be together and we'll find our way back. I find myself looking for him and other people and I'm worried that I'll never find the connection again that we had. I don't necessarily regret ending things because I feel like it was what we needed at the time, but I also don't want it to hold on to something that might not ever happen. I do still have hope that in the future he'll eventually change his mind and we'll wind up back together, but am I being naive? I don't think I'll ever truly move on or forget about him. I don't know if I should try to reach out again to try to find out if he thinks something could work in the future or if I should just let it go and force myself to forget about him. No.
Don't go back.
No. It's so, I think the further away you get from something, sometimes you romanticise it though.
You think it was better than it was?
Because it's like your brain closes its eyes and forgets about all the bad things and just thinks all the good. Like, your brain is designed to forget, like, bad things.
Is it? Is that how we're made, like?
I think.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure.
Let's just tell ourselves that anyway.
Because that's what it does to protect yourself of, like, if you go through trauma or something. Like, sometimes you'll just have, like, no memory. If people have really traumatic childhoods, sometimes they'll have no memory of childhood at all.
Really?
Yeah.
So your body literally makes you forget that to help you deal with it. Like,
because you ever, like, read back on text to someone and all, and you're like, shit, I didn't realize how bad it was. Or, like,
yeah,
you know what I mean? So I think she's romanticising it. I think she hasn't found someone since who she might feel that way with. But also, he wasn't giving you what you wanted at the time.
Yeah, that's just going to be a repeat cycle of a thing. Like, okay, if you did end up getting back together, I feel like in a few months then you'll feel exactly how you did when you broke up with him.
I don't... Yeah, exactly.
It's just going to happen again. Like, you're trying to think of the better things now because you find yourself in a hard position of, like, not having someone there.
Exactly. Mm. And I don't think that... I've never heard of someone getting back with someone over that kind of breakup and it working again.
Yeah, it's never really the same.
Do you know? And also, like, it wasn't the same when it ended. Like, he wasn't giving you effort. Is he going to do it second time around, or will he try? If he's not even wanting to try it with you now, what makes you think that if you got with him, he'd be then all of a sudden a new man?
Yeah.
If he's not even willing to talk to you and kind
now,
of... Yeah. Yeah, do you know what I mean?
No, girl, I think you need to give yourself more time. I know it's been a year, but, like, still... It can you be deserve 2 years, 3 years, 4 years.
Yeah.
You will find that person again.
You deserve so much better than someone who's going to give you no effort.
And don't beg for him either.
No.
Mm-mm-mm.
Don't beg for a man.
We don't do that.
A bus or a train. Because when one leaves, that's not even the quote. Another like one. It's a beg part, isn't it? But I think you're doing yourself a disservice. I think, like, you can obviously think of the good qualities of him and look for them in other people, but don't forget about the bad and the lack of effort.
Yeah.
How that made you feel. Cause when someone's not putting effort in, it makes you feel like shit.
Mm.
Like, you feel so, like, you don't
worthless,
feel special.
Like,
yeah, and you can make yourself feel special. And up until you find someone else, like, just keep in mind what he, like, obviously 4 years has so much memories and feelings with the person, but you might necessarily miss the relationship.
Yeah, miss the person.
Him and how you made you feel sometimes.
Yeah.
So I think give yourself more time. It's so normal to feel how you're feeling, but I just don't think he's going to give you, even if he did get back with you and talk to you, he's not going to give you what you want.
Mm-mm.
So, we love you.
Love you.
So you can send your dilemma or first world problem or rant into howmydrink@goloudnow.com. And that is it for this week.
Us.
Bones episodes.
We're back together again.
Back together. Oh yeah, you
only a week.
Alone as well.
I know.
What was your rant last week?
Oh, about...
That I was gone.
Yeah. About the misleading food.
Oh, yes.
About being very underwhelmed with my food choices lately.
Yeah. Hate that.
So sad.
I know.
But you're back now. Don't ever leave me again.
Okay,
I'm never doing that again.
Never leaving again.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, I don't remember. So each of us has a single episode now.
Yeah.
It's hard.
Torture. Yeah.
And it's real quiet in this room.
I was just waiting on you to, like, talk to me from above.
Pop out.
Yeah.
FaceTime.
To me, Charlene. Yeah. I'm waiting on somebody to laugh and nobody was laughing.
No one laughed. Yeah, the room feels deafeningly quiet.
Oh my Jesus. I was like, out of here.
I know.
I was like, Leanne, what time is it now?
Only 2 minutes have gone.
Wrap this up, please. But we got it done.
We got it done. So new episodes of How My Drink Extra Juice come out every Monday and our main episodes are out on Wednesdays. Thank you so much to Penny's for sponsoring this episode. And don't forget to check out the Rita Ora Summer 24 collection.
Stunning.
In your nearest Penny's or Primark store now. Mm-hmm. The bits. I think this is my favourite one of the
Definitely.
Rita Ora collections.
Yeah.
Really nice.
Boho, festively, chic-y, rock chick. Love it.
I love. Make sure to like, rate, and subscribe to whatever podcast platform you're listening on right now. And we'll talk to you soon, birds.
See you then.
Love you.
Love you.
Bye.
Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.